Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, everybody. I am glad that you're here with me for today's episode titled, You're Not a Loser. And our scripture is Romans chapter 8, verse 37. This is a good one to memorize. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I mean, so who is it that loves you? That would be Jesus. And through the love of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. We are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. So then what are we? You likely know the scripture. Perhaps you've even quoted it in the middle of a trial, but have you ever questioned exactly what you are if you are more than a conqueror? Don't you want to know what Jesus' love makes you? My friend and mentor, T.D. Jakes, recently broke it down for me like this. The only thing that is more than a conqueror is a champion. A conqueror is defined by the fight she fought. But you are more than that. You are more than the fight you have fought. You are a champion. And a champion is defined by the winner she is. Cue the music, Carrie Underwood. I am invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable, unshakable. They knock me down. I get up again. I am the champion. You're going to know my name. You can't hurt me now. I can't feel the pain. I was made for this. I was born to win. I am the champion. You are more than a conqueror. You are a champion because of Christ Jesus. As a champion, you accept winning as your new normal. That's it. That is your new normal. Winning. That is what you're going to do. Winning is not a one-time experience for you. You expect it. You know it won't be easy, but you're up for the battle and you will be victorious. Is winning your brand? Do you identify with winning? Or do you identify with losing? Are you like three-quarters defeated before you even begin your day? Are you already imagining all that will go wrong today? All that will be too hard for you, too much for you, all that you will fail at? Have you already counted yourself out? It doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. Jesus has already done it for you. It's already lined up. It is through him you are more than a conqueror. But here's the key. You must define yourself. How will you be defined? That's an important question. How will you be defined? If you define yourself by all the battles you lose, then my sister, you're a loser. You don't want to be a loser. God didn't create you to be a loser. I promise he didn't. He didn't create you and say, this one, yeah, she's gonna be a loser. And he certainly didn't send his son Jesus to give up his life for you so that you could be a loser. If you define yourself by the fight, then you're a conqueror. Somehow, some way, you overcame. But it may have been a one-time thing. It was all about the fight. And that's dangerous. Have you become defined by your battle? Is your identity in your struggle? Here's a simple test. Can you carry on a conversation without mentioning your fight and how hard it was? Or are you defined by your fight and all you went through? It's time to move on from battle mode. It's time to rise above what you survived. You are more than the battle you won. Don't stay stuck there. Because of what has already been done for you, you don't have to define yourself by the battles you lose or the battles you win. You can identify yourself by the winner you are. Do you believe that at your core, you are a winner? This is the heart of it right here. Do you believe that at your core, deep within you, you are a winner? You should. God doesn't make no junk. He doesn't handcraft losers. He makes winners. In Ephesians 2:10, we see that we are God's masterpiece. You are created to be a champion. You are not a one-time winner. No, you are more than a conqueror. That means you are a champion. A champion wins one battle, then another, and then another, and they just keep on winning. When they get knocked down, they get back up again. They don't allow a defeated mindset. Losing isn't an option because they won't quit. And this is who you were made to be. You don't become a champion overnight. You work your way up through the ranks, one game after another, one battle after another, one struggle after another, one obstacle after another, and you keep winning. One day at a time, you just win because it's who you are. It's who you were created to be. It's what Jesus did for you. He made you more than a conqueror. You are a champion, defined by the winner you are. It is your identity. It is your mindset. It is your lifestyle. It is the way you wake up and own the day. Will you be a champion? Will you win today? Win because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. You are a champion. That's what you are. When it says you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you, it means you are a champion. And winning is what you do because of the winner you were created to be. You are a champion because of the love of Jesus Christ that just won't leave you alone. His love is pushing you to reach your potential. His love is molding you to become who you were created to be, not a loser. Not even just a conqueror, no, a champion. If you define yourself as anything other than a champion, then you're selling yourself short. Don't be defined by the battles you lose, then you become a loser. That is not who God made you to be. That is the enemy trying to convince you you are less than. He is a liar from hell. Don't listen to him. Seriously, why would you listen to him? He's a loser and he wants you to be a loser. But you're not defined by the battles you have lost in the past, and you're not defined by the battles you have won. Okay, get out of that. All right. So you won. Great. Move on. You are more than a conqueror. You are a champion. It's who you are. You are a winner because God created you to be a winner. You are more than a conqueror because Jesus loves you. I was made for this. I was born to win. I am the champion. Not on my own. Not a self-made champion. No. Because of the one who loves me. Because of the one who is on my side. And he is on your side. You are more than a conqueror. My friend, you are a champion. You are a winner. Get up and win today. That's what we're going to do. May I pray with you today? I would just be honored to spend a little bit of time talking to the one who loves us so much and makes us more than a conqueror. Come on, this is the time. This is how you get your strength for the day. Fuel up right here. Plug into the main source. Join me. God, good morning. God, we're just a bunch of champions here meeting you this morning, thanking you for your love that makes us more than conquerors. God, we are champions. We are winners because that's who you created us to be. Lord, forgive us for listening to the lies of the enemy that tell us we're a loser and believing it sometimes, believing we are less than, believing we are incapable, believing that we are stuck and hopeless. We are not. We are not. Because of the love of your son, Jesus, and what he has done for us, we are more than conquerors. We're more than the fights that we have lost or won. We are champions. We are winners to the core. Thank you for this reminder today. God, strengthen us to be good champions today, to win today. And keep on winning because it's who you created us to be. We were born for this. We were made for this. This is our time to rise up and live well as an example of what your love does in a life. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be a walking, talking, living, breathing example of what your love does in a real life. You transform us and you make us into champions. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for everybody listening. I love them so much. And God, I know you love them. And I'm grateful that you know every detail of what's going on in their life, God, of what's hurting them and burdening them, what they're worried about, what they're overwhelmed with, what lies ahead, what's been behind. God, you know it all, and I pray that you would just be all that they need today, that you would be their comforter, their healer, their provider, their restorer, their redeemer, their daddy. Would you just be what they need today? In this moment, God, come in and fill those empty spaces. Lift them up. Remind them that they're a winner. They're not defeated by this. No, they're not. We are not defeated by life's circumstances and storms. We're not. We're more than conquerors. We are champions. Sometimes we forget. Thank you for whispering a reminder deep within our soul today. Keep reminding us, God, we need it. We need the reminder. Lord, I lift up our families to you. I pray that you would just put a hedge of protection around our families, God. Just protect us. Lord, I pray that you would provide in the ways that only you can. We're going to show up and we're going to give it our best today. We're going to do all we can do, and we trust that you will do all that we can't, all that only you can do. Thank you for this day of life. Thank you for this opportunity to get to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, you little champion. It'd probably be a good idea for you to cue that music, like right now. Come on, get going with it. Carrie Underwood with a little bit of Ludacris in there for champion. Thanks for listening today. I hope it fired you up to go out and win today. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.